What's up, everybody? It's the Great Weight Podcast, hanging out here with the lady and my homies, Magnum and Sasha. Just want to let everybody know I decided to scrap the story. It didn't seem like anyone was excited about the story, the three-parter, so we may come back to that later, but wanted to make the announcement. I'm going to be scrapping the story. We're just going to do a weekend, just general kind of podcast. We'll go through a few extra thoughts of Scott's. We'll keep it short and sweet right now, and again, we'll get to all the good stuff in just a moment. So I just wanted to let everybody know, due to the lack of excitement for the story, we're going to scrap it. We may come back to it, but minor inconvenience has been discontinued for the time being. Hopefully we can come back to that. I do have a pretty excited story in mind, but due to lack of interest, we're going to pause it for just this moment. Thank you guys so much.
I was like, you're going to have Kari, Cody, all these young people, and then old me. And fat me on the side.
Hey, you're not fat, you're beautiful. Now you know what's up, buddy?
You ready
to kick off this weekend, huh? Ready to celebrate? Sasha, you ready to celebrate the weekend? Should we go celebrate the weekend? Should we go do our podcast? Let's go do our podcast, guys. Come on. Come on, guys. Let's do the podcast. Come on, everybody. Let's come. Come on, Magnum and Sasha. We can do the podcast. Let's do it. I got Magnum and Sasha, my two dogs, following me. That's my girlfriend talking to her niece. She probably didn't want me to sneakily record that, but... So, weekend's going good, man. Hopefully everyone's weekend's going great. Mine is starting off pretty good. Got great news. The girlfriend that you just heard got good news about some tests that she did. And then me, I passed. I'm officially certified as a digital sales representative for Google. So I can explain to you why you should advertise with Google and how that can increase your search results online. I'm not going to do an ad for them yet, sponsored ad, but maybe we will do that certainly in the future. I would look forward to that. If you guys do want to be sponsored on the Great Weight Podcast, we are always looking for sponsors. Shoot us an email at greatweightmedia@gmail.com. That's greatweightmedia at, of course, gmail.com. Let us know what your budget is, what you're looking to do, what kind of reach that you're looking for, and we will put together a great ad for you. Well, I'll put together a great ad for you since I'm the guy doing the podcast. So it would just be me, and I'm officially certified. So double win-win. So it is the weekend. It's All-Star weekend for the NBA. I was watching the celebrity game a little bit earlier while I was working out. It was exciting. Like, the home team, which had the blue old school Charlotte Hornets jerseys, they were like up by like 17, and then I get ready to leave and they're up by 3 with like a few seconds left. I don't know if they won. I had to come back home with my girlfriend, so I had to get a chance to catch the final score. But if anyone knows, go ahead and spoil it for me. Let me know what it is. So that's pretty exciting. And then the World versus USA game is going on right now. I think the USA is winning. So I like that. You know, it's funny. The All-Star game for the NBA, more than maybe like the Pro Bowl or even the baseball All-Star game, I like the most. Because it's basically like zero defense till the fourth quarter. And just a dunk. It's just a glorified dunk contest, three-point shooting contest for like three quarters of the game, which I really do enjoy quite a bit. And then I don't even know who's in the dunk contest. Speaking of that, dunk contest, you know, you got that tomorrow, you got the skills challenge, the three-point shooting contest. You got the what's the one, the where it's like four people, like an old time, like when the old guys I watch playing basketball, and like the WNBA player, and then like a rookie, and then like some dude from the stands, that they get in there to like play like horse, and then they shoot like from half court. I forgot what that's called. Is that the skills challenge? I'm not sure. I forgot, but I like that one too. But so that's pretty cool. You know, we got the All-Star Weekend going on. Hopefully you guys got some great plans going on. Let us know. Let us know what you're doing. Let us know what your weekend plans are, what you enjoy doing on the weekend, you know, when you got your time free. You know, do you, other than listen to my podcast, I hope that's one of your top priority. If it isn't, that's okay. You know, there's better things to do than listen to me, like listening to my previous podcast. Other than that, man, things are going good. I'm excited for the weekend. For me, as you guys know, I do have a day job. I do a lot of things. I am always looking for, you know, something to do, something constructive, like everybody. And I did find some good news, though. I finally saw that my my songs are now on the personalized playlist for Spotify. I thought it was really cool. So you can now find me on the personalized playlist on Spotify, my personal playlist on Spotify, and hopefully your personal playlist too. All right, guys, we're going to make this a shorty but goody. So we're bringing back the thoughts of Scott's segment right now. So a few thoughts of mine. These are also potential bits I may be using as jokes. So hopefully if you guys like them, let me know. Leave us comments, leave us voice recordings. We'll try to get those into the next podcast. Again, you can hear this podcast on a variety of your podcast networks out there. Basically anywhere you can look for podcasts, you'll find me under the Great Weight PC podcast. So hopefully you're listening, you're a fan on your choice of podcast. And with that in mind, a few thoughts I've been thinking of actually is, when did we come across that eggplant was going to be the official emoji for penises, right? Because I've never seen a purple penis with a green top ever. And if I ever saw one, the first thing I would do would be call the police, because I know that guy has got moments where that thing is not going to be useful again. You know, like, because you think, you know, because guys, we got bananas, we've got cucumbers, you got pickles, you got a carrot if it looks like my wiener, you know, that variety, you know, rice, you know, I mean, if it's really super, if it's a micro penis, it could be like a little kernel of rice, right? Why we settled for the eggplant, I don't know why, you know? Again, I've never seen one like that. My theory, I think what happened is, long time ago, with the whole the Raina Bobbitt thing, when she snipped her husband, John Bobbitt's weenie, right? And how she kind of threw it out and about. I think what had happened is that it had gotten, you know, it took a while to find it, like it was purple. And so somebody's like, oh man, that reminds me of an eggplant. And then I think it grew from there to kind of pay homage to the being Bobbitted. So I think initially it was a negative thing, but then we kind of took it and ran with it as a positive, I guess. Because I'm a little bit jealous, because women obviously got the cool thing. You know, women, peaches, apples, obviously look like bottoms. You know? No one's like an avocado. What would even be like a moldy orange or something? I don't even know what the equivalent of an eggplant would be for a gross bottom, but yeah, maybe a moldy orange or something. Have an avocado. But what I think, though, I told my girlfriend that she thought it was kind of dumb, but I think we should trade women cherries for us. Cherries could represent balls instead of like boobs. Popping the cherry, whatever. It would give a whole new meaning, but that's one idea I was thinking of. It would be kind of funny. My girlfriend's excited. She's hearing me. You know, she's talking to her niece. So she is a big fan of the podcast. See if we can get her on here quickly. You're old. Hey, why are you so old? Gotta quit talking about the news and boring stuff. Again, my podcast. I get singles and listens daily.
I know.
One day.
Great. Next, I gotta do I have to listen to audiobooks.
Yep.
Shit.
No, young kids listen to audiobooks. That's the thing. So
that's
weird.
My next thing. I graduated audiobooks.
Babe, it's gonna be Audible and chill. It's like, let's listen to some audiobooks together.
It's like, hey, did you enjoy this audiobook today?
we'll each get an earbud, babe. Hey, we'll each get an earbud and we'll listen to podcasts together.
Yeah, I was like. No, they need to
doubt.
They need to, like.
Yeah, what's up? What's going on, man?
You will learn it.
You excited?
You'll be an advanced user of
except about being on my podcast?
Okay,
yeah, you know, except about being on podcast either, right?
I need to learn, yeah.
So.
You're
here first, guys. We're going to learn. My girlfriend and I agree that. Audiobooks and chill will be the next Netflix and chill, so. So break out your earbuds. Hopefully you listen to my podcast. That'd be pretty cool. I approve of that. So those are a few little thoughts of mine. Get out there and enjoy your weekend. Again, we decided to scrap the story just because, again, there's no interest in. All those people, I get it. I see the numbers. When not many people are excited about the story, it means we got to go back and redo it. So we'll take a look at it. In the future, but for right now, we're going to scrap it. We did this podcast instead for the weekend because I know you guys were fiending for it. God, man, we need a second podcast from Scott Waite this week. If we don't get it, man, our week won't be complete. So to Blize, for the singles of people that are listening to me, thank you. I appreciate it. Hopefully we get more people listening to me. The more you listen to, the more we can kind of build an audience together. Tell your friends about the Great Wade podcast. Would love that. Would love to have you continue being a fan. Support us any way you want to. You can, if you want to Venmo us money at Wade Swag on Venmo, you can. Man, just donate by listening would be the best thing. And we'll figure out some things together. But again, thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast today. This is Scott Waite signing out. As always, you can find us on social media over at facebook.com/greatwaitepc, GR8W8PC, on Instagram at greatwaitemedia, GR8W8MEDIA. Again, send me that email if you guys have any suggestions on what you want us to cover. In the future, we're at greatwaitemedia@gmail.com, so GR8W8MEDIA.com. Again, thank you so much for being a fan, for listening. Go check out my music. I got a brand new single dropping Tuesday, On Fly. It's a little disco remix I did. It's actually one of my favorite songs. I made it a few years ago, but I'm releasing it now because I think it's the right time. That'll be available on all the streaming services, just like the podcast. Be a fan of my music. It's $S. COTW8. And again, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and we're out.